T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
FM 100, it's Ryan and Aaron in the morning.
So I was asking you, if somebody called you from your past, an ex, what would you do?
Well,
and they wanted to meet for lunch and you're already in a new relationship.
I don't know. It depends on the ex that called. If we were cool and have been friends for a while and, you know, the person I'm currently dating knows about it, then I probably would. However, okay. if this is an ex that we've had like a shady past and like, I'm like, no, probably wouldn't be a good meeting. Probably shouldn't do that. Then I wouldn't. But it depends on my relationship with the ex. Is okay. If I would say yes or no.
Okay. Well, 535-9100. We want to hear from you. But the reason why I asked this was because I have a girlfriend. She was, well, she had an ex reach out to her, say, hey, are you going to be in town? And she was like, well, yeah, actually I am. And he was like, well, hey, maybe we can meet up for lunch. And at first she was like, do I go, Aaron? I'm like, I don't think you should go. I think that's a terrible idea. He was not that great towards the end, whatever. Doesn't he have a girlfriend? This is weird. And so she agreed. And then and when she finally got to town, I said, you know what? I don't think you should message him. Just don't.
Right.
You know, because he's being shady. And turns out he was being shady. He was like, hey, what happened? Why didn't you text me while you were here? Whatever. And she goes, I just felt like I shouldn't. Moral of the story is, yeah, he was looking for a little brown chicken, brown cow.
That was the whole thing. He didn't care anything about having a meal or catching up.
No, not at all. He was looking for a hookup. And so now she's glad that she didn't go. But it made me wonder how many times because people reach out to their exes
all
of the time.
And you know, so, and a lot of times it's just harmless, you know, just a nice meetup and a little catch-up sesh, you know?
Yeah, and I did post this on social media. Can I just tell you, I think people thought I was talking about myself. Because
Aaron, don't you dare do that.
Yeah,
or you also have those group of friends like, you go, girl, you go for it. Yeah.
No, I had nobody said to go for it. Everybody was like, no. Most of them. But I had 130 comments. We also put it on the FM 100 page on Facebook. And the memes, I think, are my favorite. But a lot of them were like, no, no, no. Do not go. Don't answer. And then there was, you know, a few that were like my friend D. She said, would you want your new guy to take a date with an ex? Sounds like there's a solid reason why he's an ex, which I agree with. One guy, Jake, this is probably, this is the best. I had an ex after a year or so invite me to her wedding out of the blue and still calls me every month.
What? No way.
I mean, what? And my question is, did you go to the wedding? That is so crazy.
Yes, you need to follow up and find out what he got as a gift.
Yeah, for sure. Then Angelique, she was like, do not be his convenience. I'm sure you worked hard getting past your mindset and getting your heart right. So you're at peace now. Say no. And then another one of my favorites, James said, no speak no English anymore.
I'm looking at some comments on the FM 100 Facebook page. James says, treat it like a tax return. Leave it in the drawer. And
okay.
My favorite is from Taylor. She says, my ex actually did this a few months ago after I started dating my current boyfriend, saying he missed my smile. Well, I blocked him. He was a toxic relationship and was just trying to claw his way back into my life.
Oh, girl, I know the feeling. That is for sure. Whew.